A long road back. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It was March 4th when he was diagnosed with the avian influenza.
March 4th is a day that Trevor Ferguson and his father won't soon forget. That's the day when basically the whole poultry world zeroed in on their farm in Lincoln County when state and USDA officials positively identified one of their breeder flocks with avian influenza.
It's kind of like one of those things you didn't ever imagine that you would get it. You know, it's always somebody else who's going to get that. And it was very surreal the first week seeing all your chickens get killed. But I think it was a good, you know, that was what we had to do.
And with the protocol of this highly contagious disease, all the birds on the farm had to be disposed of, and then the cleanup process went into effect, and that has been extremely detailed. And Ferguson says obviously they never had to deal with anything like this before, but he praised the professionalism of the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, USDA officials, and Tyson in how they dealt with the situation.
Everyone I dealt with was very respectful and accommodating to anything we wanted that we needed. As far as USDA, they were very, we thought maybe that would have been an issue, but it turned out to be completely the opposite of what we thought was going to happen. They were very helpful and did everything they said they were going to do.
Governor Bill Haslam praised the efforts of all those involved, and he made a stop by the farm recently as part of his ag tour across the state.
I'm glad he took his time out of his day to come see us, and maybe he'll realize what a breeder farm is when he thinks, you know, something else comes up again like this. He'll know it. Exactly what he's talking about.
And now the Fergusons are geared back up to doing what they do best, and they're welcoming a new flock back to the barns.
It will be a little bit different to get used to because we've been off for 6 months, but we became very good cleaners in the farm, so we look forward to getting chickens back.
Officials are still not sure, but believe migratory birds brought the disease in. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.